Your emotions make you human. Even the unpleasant ones have a purpose. Don't lock them away. If you ignore them, they just get louder and angrier. Hi guys, welcome to Talk It Out with Lade, and I'm Lade, your host. Happy New Year! It's been a long, long time, and I sure have missed you all. And to everyone I haven't spoken to this new year, I hope you're doing great. I hope you're doing well. And I really do hope that you enjoy this podcast. And thank you for sticking with me. And thank you for coming back. I'm glad to have you here. So guys, how have you been? How was the new year? How was last year as well? And how have you been coping with the year? Has it been stressful? Has it been beautiful? Has it been, has it been a roller coaster? How has it been for you? I would like to know. So we'll be talking about feelings and emotions today. I would like to know how you guys are doing and how the new year has been for you. And have you finished December's money, and as your January being like 5 months, or the way they say January is like the longest month of the year because of all the December celebrations and spending and partying that happens in December. So guys, just me, how have you been and how's everything going? Yeah, so today, like I said, we're dealing with emotions. Yeah. So yeah, and letting yourself feel is not always easy, really, because especially when we've all been made to feel like showing our emotions are a sign of weakness. You're told that if you start crying, you're weak. If you start, like especially for guys and for men, when a man cries, is made to feel weak, and they say things like, "You are a man now. Why are you crying? You're a man. Be brave, be brave, be brave. Men don't do this." And I'm just here to say that feelings are okay. And whichever healthy avenue that you choose to express your feelings, it's perfectly fine. Sometimes you need to take time off, you might need to vent, you might need to speak to someone, or you might need to find activities that help you. Whichever way that you decide that, this is how I want to deal with my feelings, it's fine, because your coping mechanism doesn't have to be the same as the second person. Just as long as you find yours, just find what works for you, and don't keep your emotions buried inside, because really it doesn't work for anybody. It doesn't do us any good. And to the men, I would say, never let anyone make you feel less of yourself, and never let anyone call you weak just because you show emotions and you wear your emotions on your sleeve. Never let anyone make you feel weak, because really bearing your emotions, it eventually impedes on your life and affects your life and how you go through life. Because really, honestly, a lot of us have been told to, bury your emotions, shut it off, And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying, you should show your emotions to everyone and everybody you see, you should, In fact, I don't even show my emotions to everyone. And, sometimes I would keep it to myself, but I've learned through life that you can't carry those things by yourself, and I have developed my coping mechanisms for how I handle my emotions. And as a Christian, my first point of call is taking it to God, because really God understands how you feel. He created you and he understands exactly how you feel. So it's taking it to God in prayer, speaking to God about it, and you see how you feel so much better after that. And also, speaking to trusted people. And also, there's one thing I've started doing as well. So I started this dance therapy classes, and it's been so helpful. It's a movement therapy, so it's basically moving your body to, showing how you feel just with your body movements, and it's amazing. And so thankful for my school for that. So yeah, it's a free program that my school offers and all of that. So yeah, and I know that we don't all have access to therapy, and but really though, dance could be like a means of escape. You don't have to do it as a group, but it could be a means of escape. Just find your safe space. You know, it could be journaling, it could be with friends, it could be with trusted people, but all in all, whatever you do, let it be in a safe space. You know, let it be a place where you know that there are no judgments, a place where you know that it don't compound your feelings. Yeah, so it should be a place where you get like validation for your feelings and you feel better. Just, you know, you feel better after letting it out. Yeah, and really though, this is 2023. Don't let anyone tell you that it's wrong to show your emotions. It's helpful. And another thing I would say is find your community and let it be one where you can be yourself, truly yourself. Like, you can truly show yourself, because really it's time to tap into your full potential. And letting yourself feel and process your feelings, it's such a great way to get there, really. Such a great way to reach your full potentials, because there's so much you can do. But because you're bottling up a lot of things, you know, it's limiting you and it's restricting you. And really, regarding your emotions as well, so that you don't have to be overwhelmed all the time and, you know, sad and depressed and, you know, all the feelings. Happiness is a feeling though. Before I delve into what I was about to say, happiness is a feeling as well. And because sometimes we bottle up our emotions, our sadness, our fears, you know, at times, yeah, it can make us numb. So when we're happy as well, we don't want to show it, because we're like, oh, am I being too happy? Should I keep this to myself? You know, when you should be happy, when you should be, you know, joyful and celebrating, you tend to just be numb to things, and, you know, it affects you in the long run. So bottling up your emotions is not just related to bottling up anger. Sometimes you could be bottling up your happiness, you could be bottling up your joy for, you know, or if I show too much emotions, what would people think of me, you know? So I would say you have to take note of the fact that you might as well be bottling up your joy, and you might as well be restricting yourself from, you know, feeling your happy moments and the joyful moments as well. And yeah, so what I was about to say as well is you have to make sure that you're controlling your space, because your space could as well be affecting your emotions. So, you know, and that's where journaling comes in as well, and probably speaking to people, because it helps you to really think. And that's, you know, controlling your space. What are the things you're letting into your life that is actually impeding on your emotions? What are the things that you're letting into your life that is, you know, affecting how you feel and affecting your daily life? And, you know, you just have to think of it. Ponder on that particular thing that is stealing your joy and is making you feel down. And when you discover it, I would advise that you do less of that, and if even possible, eradicate it totally. And yeah, I know that it's not always easy to eradicate some of these things that are stealing your joys, but your joy, yeah, but you have to reduce it, like, to the minimal level. Reduce it as much as possible. And yeah, so if something is constantly zapping out your energy and stealing your joy, I would advise that you know, let go of it and do away with it. Yeah. And yeah, for me, just like I think one thing I do is I filter my social media as much as possible. There's some content you would never see on my page, and if by mistake it happens to come up on my page, I would block it, because really, there are just some things that you don't feed your spirit with. And for me, like, yeah, there's some things I do not feed my spirit with. I would mute and block whatever is attempting to steal my peace, because really, I could be quite sensitive, even though, you know, I like to form that I'm a strong girl, which I kind of am, but yeah, I could be quite sensitive as well. So I have to, as much as possible, try to control my space and ensure that I'm not feeding myself with negative energy and, you know, all the things that are zapping out my energy and bringing out different emotions that shouldn't be there. But even when you have the emotions, it's okay to feel them and it's okay to process them, just as long as you're processing them in a healthy manner. That's the goal, really. That's really the goal, you know. And I know some of you might be thinking, oh, but I keep my emotions bottled up and everything works just fine for me. You know, I'm living just fine with it. I'm okay. There's no problem with me, even though, you know, I keep my emotions bottled up. But honestly, it's just a temporary fix. Eventually, it would all come tumbling down. Eventually, you would see the effect and you would see how, you know, it's affected you. And at that point, you wish you had handled your emotions when they came, you know, or you wish you had handled them sooner rather than later, now that everything has, you know, everything is now a rush and it's all whirlwind and all of that. Honestly, processing emotions is different for everybody. It's not going to be the same. So whether it's writing your feelings in a note, in a journal, or even a notebook pad, the notebook app on your phone, because I'm sure we all have, you know, notebook apps on our phones and all of that, and it's always something that can be downloaded even if you don't have one, you know. So if you don't want to talk, those are options. You could even be walking, it could be singing, it could be dancing, really. Just whatever you do, don't dismiss your emotions and your feelings. It's okay. It's fine. It's fine to be angry. It's fine to be confused. It's fine to feel anxiety. Just as long as you process them, it's fine. Yeah? And you know, one thing also that we have to have at the back of our minds is that emotions and feelings don't last forever, really. You know, whatever you're feeling at the moment, it's a spur of the moment. It's at that moment, you know. It will not always be that way. It's part of being human. Emotions are part of our daily lives. It's okay. Because even the Bible says, do not let the sun go down on your anger. So the Bible knows that you would get angry at times, that it's fine to get angry. You know, even Jesus Christ got angry at the temple when he saw the way they were treating his father's house, and you know, how they had turned it into a marketplace. He got angry quite all right, and yeah, he showed his emotions, but that didn't mean that next day he didn't go there to preach to them as well. Yeah, so you're allowed to be angry. It's just the way you process and the way you show those emotions and handle it when they come is where it gets tricky, you know. So find out what you need to do to undo your emotions. I'll just leave us with that today. Find out what you need to do to undo your emotions, because really, different emotions require different attentions and different ways to process them. So whether it be anger, whether it be happiness, whether it's confusion, whether it's anxiety, no matter what emotion you're feeling, yeah, just find a way to process it, and you see how much your day gets better and how much your life gets better. And really, I really do hope that we enjoy our 2022 and that we have an amazing, amazing year. I really hope and pray that 2023 brings so much happiness and so much goodness into our lives. Guys, here is me wishing you a beautiful 2023 and a prosperous one as well. Have a beautiful, beautiful year, guys. And thank you for tuning in today. And subscribe and share as well. And just let me know what you got from the podcast today and what spoke to you exactly. Bye, guys. Thank you so much. This is Talk It Out with Ladi. Bye.